Introspective, inward-looking, self-examining, characterized by or given to introspection.
Welcome to the Introspective Podcast, your compass for internalizing the path towards optimal lifestyle design, business success, and mindful entrepreneurship with your host, Jake Anderson.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode here on Introspective. Yeah, it's been, hey, here I am. I think the last moment of introspection, I had told you that this would be the last moment of introspection for a few weeks as I was going through a little bit of house cleaning in my content and how I'm producing and publishing and all the things I'm kind of focusing on here in this whole world of podcasting and just in my business too. And surprise, here I am. I'm back, back for another one, another solo episode. I actually really enjoy these solo episodes. It's kind of a nice time for me to really just reflect and release the thoughts of my mind, things that are going on in my life, extracting those lessons and sharing it with you lovely people. So here we are. Now for today's episode, I want to talk about trimming the fat in your life and just all the things that are around you. I think it's called Parkinson's Law. And I just heard this mentioned a couple of times, but I just heard it mentioned today, this idea called Parkinson's Law, where if you have space to fill, you just fill it, right? You know, people buy a 3,000 square foot house. They fill the 3,000 square foot house with stuff. If they move into a 5,000 square foot house, guess what? Are going to fill that 5,000 square foot house with stuff. Same thing applies with your life. I mean, with your time, with your money, and kind of going back to time, it's like you feel this need to just have to fill your day up with stuff, things to do. I got to keep myself busy. Got to have always something to do. And you never create space for other things to kind of come into your life. And as an entrepreneur, I definitely fall into that trap where I will fill my life up with just business. Hey, if there's some time, that's going to business. That's going to something to do with my business. That's where I'm dedicating that to. And excuse me, I did not realize that my notifications were on. Let me go ahead and hit the do not disturb there. The little dinging. I don't know if you heard that or not. I heard it definitely in my earphones. But anyway, back to business here. So trimming the fat. And how you fill the space up. Sorry, I kind of like lost the flow there a little bit. Let's pick it back up. Okay. So I was looking at all the things. I was just feeling the pressure. I was feeling like you ever just feel pressure when you're in your job or your business or whatever the thing is. Like you just feel this pressure. You can call it stress. You can call it anxiety. You can call it whatever you want to call it. For me, like I best describe it as pressure. I don't know if I necessarily would call it stress. But I feel this pressure to like there's something pushing behind me to move in a not a healthy way. Like I'm all for like being pushed to move forward and being pushed to progress in your life and having that push and having that desire. But this was like an unhealthy pressure. This was, you know, creating a feeling that I wasn't really happy with. And it was a feeling of noise and distraction. And it just was clogging up the pipes just within my own head. And as I was going through that, I started to kind of take a really serious look at things that I had going on just around me in my life, things that were happening in terms of just the projects that I had going on. And I thought, you know what? I need to look at what are the projects that are really serving the purpose here. You know, am I working with the right people? And if I'm not working with the right people, then I need to make a decision to get away from those people and hone this thing down to where I'm really hyper-focused and just trim the fat. You know, there's a lot of fat on the bone, and is this really serving your mission or not? And there's a lot of filters that those decisions go through, at least for me. And it should be for everybody. You should have some kind of a filtering system in place whenever you're making a decision. It's like, okay, is this the right person I should be doing business with? Do they align with my core values? Are they, somebody who aligns with my vision? And if they are, then sure, great. They pass that filter. Now, are they bringing something to the table that I truly need for my business in some kind of way, shape, or form? Like, how am I allocating my time and commitment for this person? And then you look at projects the same way. It's like, okay, does this project align? It's all about alignment. Alignment's really important. So I really spent some time this past week just getting into alignment and thinking like, okay, I've got this thing, this program. I don't even want to call it a program. It's really more of a service is actually really what it's evolved into, where I help podcasters, entrepreneur podcasters, essentially systemize and onboard a virtual assistant team to manage their podcast. In its simplest form, that's what I'm doing. I'm training the VAs. I'm providing the system. It's all done for you. Like, pretty much setting the stage where all they have to do is hit record, like truly hit record. I've seen agencies like use this as marketing tactic. Like, all you got to do is hit record. It's like, actually, there's, a lot of other things I have to do in managing this podcast. It's not just editing the audio and doing the graphics. Like, there's so much more that goes into it than that. And then just hitting record. And this is truly like the stuff that you need to do to serve your podcast stays within your own genius, and everything else goes to a team. And that was the whole goal here, was to create that. It's a pretty big project. I mean, it's something that certainly is requiring and demanding a lot of my energy. And I'm finding that by going through and taking inventory of the things that are in my life, especially on the business side, it's like, is this serving this mission or is it not? And having an honest conversation, if it's not, then it goes. You get it out. Get out. I don't care like how attached you are to this project. You got to let go of it. So that's what I did. I got rid of a lot of projects. I took them off my plate, said, yep, podcast brand board, you're gone. I don't need to do that right now. It's a cool idea. But it doesn't serve the purpose right now. And then the app, there was a little bit of a, kind of a falling out with the guy I was working with, on the app. So, I didn't feel like I was really aligned with the right people. And there was just, it was like running through water. And I was like, this has got to go. So got that off the plate. Okay. And what's left is this system I'm building and, building the Pod Commander brand. And it felt so good. It was like all this weight was lifted off my shoulders. Like, that's out of my hair now. Don't have to deal with this anymore. Felt really good. And I can definitely say that because my focus has become more clear and like targeted to this area, I've been seeing better traction. I'm moving faster to this project. I'm booking clients. I'm onboarding, more team members. I've got 12 virtual assistants right now. I'm taking them through a certification program, getting people certified on how to use a system. I mean, it's really taken off and a lot quicker, especially after I trimmed the fat. So I would say this to you. I'm going to challenge you to take an inventory of your life and think about, like, at the core, what is the mission that you have, specifically in business? Because business is the thing that really can just eat up all your time if you let it. And look at what you're doing. Look at the projects you have on the table. And I always start, this is where I start with, and this is where I started with just this recent exercise, is asking yourself, what is the problem that I am solving? What is that big problem that I'm solving? And how can I be the best at solving that one problem? And when you ask yourself that question, then you ask yourself another question. What am I doing to be the best at solving this problem right now? Because frankly, that's all the market cares about, right? They don't care about all the fluff and ego stuff that you're doing surrounding the problem that you're solving. They care about getting a solution for their problem and getting it solved. That's it. You know, it's really it. There's nothing more to it than that. Everything else is just icing and sprinkles on the cake. You know, we're not even icing, because I think icing is kind of like required for the cake. It's like the sprinkles on the cake. It's like, yeah, it's nice, but it doesn't really add any, you know, it looks nice. It doesn't, but it's not really serving, you know? So take a look, you know, take a look at the things that you're involved in. I'll tell you a big one that I'm finding right now that a lot of people are doing any online space that I think is really difficult for them to let go, but it's like, you know, I kind of feel like the writing's on the wall. If you really, I mean, you've been doing this for a certain amount of time, you need to make some kind of a change. The online space, I see so many people go down the path of what's defined as insanity. It's like doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. And the one thing I always see happen in the online space, I see this is like a repeating pattern. I guess once upon a time, there was this whole desire to start a Facebook group, or not desired. It was like recommended, like from the guru world of online marketing, that you need to have the Facebook group. And the Facebook group is like one of the critical components to marketing yourself online. You got to build that community. And like every guru out there was like suggesting and recommending that you get a Facebook group. And I went down that path a couple of times. I think I've had three Facebook groups now, and none of them panned out. And then I started noticing, because I shut, like, my group, I had a group that I shut down. I don't know, it's been a couple months now at least, because it just wasn't doing anything. It wasn't really serving the mission. You know, I wasn't really solving a problem with it. It was just a place for me to corral people and to see more of my post every day. It's like, you can see my post on my personal profile. I don't need to have this group here for you just to see more of my post. Like, just come to my personal profile and you can see that. This is silly. This makes no sense at all. So, you know, if you look at your group, this is the thing, this is the real test here. And I told somebody this the other day, cause they were like thinking about, you know, they're talking about their group and thinking about maybe starting a group. And I'm sorry, they were thinking about starting a group, didn't have a group. They're thinking about starting a group. And I said, well, this is the thing. And I'm, you know, listen, full transparency, I'm not an expert in how to grow and monetize Facebook groups. That's not me, but I have had a few, and I have been in the group setting for a while, that there have been some observations that I have come across that I think are arguably relative, you know, and I'm going to share that with you. So with this Facebook group, I was telling my friend, I said, hey, have you ever like go and like click in some people's Facebook groups? And I'll tell you what is the difference between a group that is successful and one that is dying. The group where if you go into the group and every single post is from the person who runs the group, it's a dying group, right? It's a dying group. I'm going to explain why here in a second. If you go into a group where you can't really tell who the admin is because everybody in a group is posting and contributing, that is a thriving group. That group's going to go somewhere. It's going to grow. It's going to accumulate more members. It's going to do really well, right? And the reason, the one that I mentioned where all it is just a person, you know, posting in the group, it's just the admin, you'll barely ever see anybody ever contribute, right? It's rarely ever contribute. The reason I say that's dying is because it's supposed to be a group. It's supposed to be a community. It's like a community doesn't consist of just one person talking the whole time. It's everybody's contributing to the conversation and posting and adding, you know, insights and updates and things like that. Eventually, the people who run groups like that, they're going to just realize at some point, I don't know when it comes the case for them, at some point they're going to, you know what, this is silly. What are we doing here? We could just be doing this on our normal Facebook profile and be, you know, why do we have to like post us talking in two different places? Doesn't make any sense. And that is a good example of fat that you can trim, right? Why are you going to keep up with the Facebook group where it's just you? It's not even a community. Get rid of it. It's not working. Just get rid of it. Move on to something else that works. Do something that works. If it's not working, don't get me wrong, give it time. Sometimes things take time to establish. I get that. But after a certain amount of time, you got to ask yourself, is this really working? Is this doing anything? Do I just keep doing this over and over and over and over again and still like see nothing come from it? Right. So take some inventory, look at the things you're doing, and then ask yourself, is this really worth it? Is it really serving the mission? And if you don't have a mission, if you don't have a problem that you can solve, then that is your mission, is to figure out a problem that you can solve in some marketplace. That is your mission at that point. Don't go and start all this fluff stuff out there that, you know, some irrelevant Facebook group or something. You know, go and find the mission. Like it's like the bridge, right? Like all these bridges that you're creating. Oh, I got to get my LinkedIn going. I got to get my Instagram going. I got to get this other platform going. I got to get all these platforms going. Publish, 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 publish. And you don't even have an offer. It's like you're building 1,000 bridges to nothing. Figure out what the destination is first, then build your bridge. So I get a little fired up over this because it's something, it was a trap that I fell into over and over again, especially in 2020. And even a lot in 20, like in the 2019, definitely last year though, I kept falling into this trap. I'm like, man, what is going on? I've got to figure this out. Something isn't clicking. And I'm almost like embarrassed at how long it actually took me to figure it out. And it's such a simple thing, but you get caught up in all of the hype and the FOMO and all of the buzz of everything. This is the next thing that you should be doing. And, you know, I don't have a ton of regrets to, you know, different programs and, you know, things that I had tried out in the past. And I did make shifts. You know, I definitely look like the pivot king, pivoting from different groups to podcasts, different, you know, initiatives I was going to try out. But looking back on it, it's like, I should have just focused on freaking finding a problem that I could solve. And that's what led me to today. And now I have that problem. Now I have discovered that problem. Some of that could be attributed to, you know, the different shifts that I'd made through the marketplace. Certainly agree there. Could I have shifted a lot differently, a lot more being a lot more nimble in those moves through the market than I had done? Absolutely. Absolutely. If I could go back to speak to my past self, like Jake today could go back a year ago and speak to that Jake, I would be like, come here, man. Like, let me save you some money and time real quick, because you got to hear me out. Like, I definitely would have gone back to that Jake and would have saved that Jake a lot of money and time. Be like, listen, I know what you're trying to do and I get it. But here's the thing. You don't need to do like 90% of what you're doing right here. There's this like 10 to 20% that you should just be focusing on, and you're overcomplicating it and making it more difficult than it needs to be. Simplify this stuff down. Get rid of all the fat that's on the bone and just focus on that lean meat that's going to, you know, really bring the clarity for you and where you want to go in your life and your business. I mean, I was in a transitional period. I was exiting one business and starting another business and trying to figure out what that looks like. So that's my takeaway for today, is to take inventory of your life, figure out what's serving, what's not. And if it is serving, you know, keep it. If it makes sense, keep it. If it's not, trim it, get it off the bone. It's not doing anything. It's just weighing you down. It's distracting you. It's eating up your time, probably eating up your money. It just needs to go. So I'm going to end with, you know, I'm about, I guess, 18 minutes or so into this episode. I'm going to spend a few more minutes here at the end, and I'm going to tell you where I'm at. Now that I've trimmed the fat, I'm going to tell you really where I'm at right now. I've already talked about the podcast management in a box is what I call it. That's my core offer. I'm not focusing on building some value ladder with like three, like little stepping stone offers that lead to it. This is my core offer. This is what it is. I've got a bridge that I'm building to it. I don't need to like string people up a value ladder to get there. It's like, no, this is what it is. And this is what you get. So that's the first thing, is that the second thing, which is something that I feel like I've been a bit, complacent in, is managing my money. I have not been as, and it's funny, cause I'm like my background's in finance. I'm a finance person. That's where I went to school for, you know, as a financial analyst, and like did a lot in finance. And you would think that somebody like that would have a good grasp on their money. But honestly, I don't. Not like I should. I mean, it's not like out of control, but it's definitely not organized like it should be. I don't have a system or routine down like I should. And I have skill, you know, I definitely have a skill set there. And I have made the decision that I want to manage my money. Now, some people have their money managed with a financial advisor. I'm not really into the whole financial advisor relationship. I had one, especially like your traditional financial advisor. I haven't really pursued. I think there are some financial advisors that are more aligned with the entrepreneur, but most of them aren't. Like most of them, they're very much so aligned with kind of like the 9-to-5 guy, which is fine. No big deal, but they don't understand the risk that I'm taking. They don't understand my vision. And, you know, I'm not just wanting to dump money into a 401k or some Roth IRA every month. Like I'm looking for more creativity, and I have decided to take my investment in my financial management completely in-house into my own hands. I'm not hiring a financial advisor. I am the financial advisor. So in my personal life, that's really like in my house, in my home, in my marriage, that's my main role, is handling the money. And I need to be more, more in tune to that role. So what I'm doing is, I'm going to, work on managing my investment portfolio and, comprehensive, you know, investment portfolio, you know, everything from commodities to stocks, to bonds, to cryptocurrency. Right now I'm really like diving in to cryptocurrency and exploring that space. It's definitely something interesting to me, you know, regardless of what your thoughts are about it, it's interesting to me. And it's something that, I think now, like the more I learn about it, the more interested I get. And I'll actually do, you know, a whole another episode on cryptocurrency. In fact, if you want to learn about cryptocurrency, go check out the episode I did with Alex Elliott. Let me see here. Let me get that episode number for you, because that was a good one. She's awesome. I'm in Alex's mastermind. It's called the Sat Stacker Mastermind. And we're learning like some really awesome cryptocurrency just investment strategies on how to do everything from, you know, we're doing a little bit of mining with helium. I've got helium hotspots coming in. I'm going to be mining helium, setting up the network here in Southwest Virginia where I live, which is really exciting. There's some people who've gotten their hotspots that are just killing it. And it's literally you plug it in your wall and turn it on and it starts to mine helium. I'll do a whole episode just on that, 'cause it's really, really cool. And I've got my hotspots on the way, so I can't wait to get those little guys plugged in and start mining some HNT for me. But let's see here, what episode is for Alex. I'm going to get that for you right now. I'm not going to let you go yet. Let me get that episode, 'cause you'll want to check it out. Alex Elliott was Episode 72, Investing in Bitcoin and Understanding Cryptocurrency with Alex S. Elliott. Go listen to number 72. And she's leading the mastermind with, I think his name is Josh Clausen. I know it's Josh. I think it's Clausen's his last name. Really good guy. Very knowledgeable. And gosh, I would say like in the past just month, I have learned so much about crypto. I'm definitely exiting out of the newbie stage, and it's been cool. It's really been cool. I used to crack on crypto people, to be honest with you, especially being in bank regulation. Like, oh, that stuff's a scam, and people, that's just, you know, what's the point of it? I don't get it. And it's just, you know, you realize how ignorant you are sometimes when you go and actually take some time to understand what it is and learn about it. You know, that was a little bit of an eye opener, because again, as you know, not even a year ago, like I would say even like 3 to 6 months ago, if you would ask me about crypto, I'd be like, what? Like that stuff's a scam. I think what really caught a lot of people's attention with it was just the big spike it had and really started going up in value tremendously. It made a huge move. And I think it topped out at 64,000. And of course, Elon comes on and he's like the PR wrecking ball for cryptocurrency right now. So yeah, it's interesting. And I'm going to be learning about, I'll be sharing that journey here as well too. So if you're somebody who's into crypto and that's something you have some level of interest in, definitely I encourage to subscribe to this podcast, follow it. I'm going to be sharing a lot of that journey here. And I definitely encourage that you follow, because there's some really cool stuff that I'm discovering just within the past couple of weeks that I think is going to be game changer, especially for something that if you're looking for like a passive income style investment, that was another word I used to really hate on, was passive income, which I still to a degree believe that there is some, manipulation with that word passive. But I will also say that there's a lot of times where I wake up in the morning and I just see where I've made money that I literally work to set it up. And then it just like prints money for me, especially in affiliate marketing. You know, I've got affiliate marketing links all over the internet with different content that I publish, and randomly you'll see some traffic come through and they'll click and they'll buy, and you're like, oh, I just made money. Cool. That was very passive. That's passive income. Same, you know, so getting into crypto, there's a lot of passive income opportunities that I think a lot of people don't know about. I didn't know about it. When I found out about it, I was like, what? This exists? This is a thing? Really? This is crazy. So I'm definitely going to be sharing that as well on this podcast, because I think it's something that some of this stuff is surprisingly new to the market. So much to the point where there's a lot of people who don't even know about it, especially in the helium mining space. That's starting to really get a lot of traction. But, you know, in certain areas, especially in the area that I live in, most people don't know about this. Nobody really knows about it in my area, because they did, I would be able to see them on the network, and nobody in this area is on the network. So it's a huge wide open opportunity. Even in Virginia, like it's like just the state of Virginia is pretty wide open right now. So I'm excited to kind of bring that into my world and trimming the fat down, like to the things that really move the needle. George Bryant, who's my coach and I'm in his group coaching program, he really talks about like how you should be focusing on your needle movers. And that really just kind of like brought some awareness to me in my life and thinking about where am I spending my time, what actually gets results, and what's just eating time. You know, think about the things that you're doing. Is this actually serving and pointing to the vision that I have set out, or is it just eating time? You know, next time you're on your phone scrolling through Facebook mindlessly and you realize you've been doing this for like a half an hour, ask yourself that question. Is this actually serving a vision, or is this just eating time? Hey, listen, it's okay. There's no shame here. If you want to do a little mindless scroll every once in a while, no big deal. Just don't make a habit out of it. And with that, I will leave you with where to trim the fat, how to trim the fat, and to start trimming the fat in your life, in your business, so you can open up space for the things that really matter most. Take care. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of the Introspective Podcast, where mindful entrepreneurs get their daily deep dive to uncover new opportunities, raise their state of awareness, and shift the introspective towards their next breakthrough moment in both life and business. And if that sounds like you, then make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. You can find the show on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and Amazon. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow here on the Introspective Podcast.